No one would try to convince us that because we are married or because we are both Korean American, we are exactly the same and therefore should say the same things the same way. However, that is exactly what we are experiencing in our churches and in the United States today. As a Korean American immigrant woman who is married and the mother of three, I can't help but speak out against racism, sexism, xenophobia, and a host of other issues of injustice. This need to speak stems not only from my personal experiences, but also from who I am and where I grew up, in proximity to people who experienced injustice. Even when I was in a place of privilege, such as a private four-year university, I experienced what it was like to be a minority student while living with students far more privileged than me. I can't teach the story of Queen Esther the same way a white man would, because our minds and hearts encounter the story from such different starting points. I often have heard male pastors gloss over the selection of a new queen or portray it as an ancient version of the Miss Universe competition. Women are more likely to be aware of the sexual exploitation and power dynamics implicit in the story because we live in those same dynamics today. And as an immigrant woman of color, I have always been drawn to Esther's dual identity. I find that to be the core of the story, whereas someone from the majority culture may not dwell on that because they are the baseline for what is considered to be normal. Our unity in Christ does not erase diversity. Our unity in Christ affirms and even demands diversity for the flourishing and stewarding of this world. Our diverse voices allow God's truth to be told in many ways. Passing as Esther. If there were a book named after me, I would assume that most of the book would feature me, my words, and the details of my life. Perhaps that is indicative of how westernized I have become. But recently, I noticed that we don't actually hear from Esther herself until four chapters into the book of Esther. Esther is silent for almost the entire first half of the book bearing her name. What we do learn about Esther helps inform us and give shape to the voice we finally hear in chapter 4. We learn that Esther is a foreigner. She is known by a different name in different circles. Hadassah is her Jewish name, so we can assume a level of assimilation to the majority culture. She has no family except for a male cousin who is in a position of authority and connected to power. And she is beautiful. She's also not the only woman in the story. Before Esther is included in the narrative, we meet Queen Vashti, who is busy entertaining and tending to her own guests. When asked by King Xerxes to parade in front of him and his guests, Queen Vashti refuses. She asserts her own sense of self and uses her voice. In response, she is punished by being removed from her royal position, lest other women in the kingdom start to assert themselves in active rebellion against the patriarchy. Sometimes, coming into ourselves requires entering into the pain and sacrifice of others who have gone before us. After Queen Vashti is dethroned, Esther is selected from King Xerxes' harem as the new queen. Yet Esther is able to hide her nationality.